Editor's note. This restaurant is closed during winter and will reopen in the spring. Hidden away in High River, Alberta, where the prairies meet the foothills, lies a little treasure that has been drawing hungry patrons from far and wide since 1969, the Hitchin Post Drive-In. Nestled on the northeast edge of the roundabout at 112th Avenue SE, this unassuming drive-thru is a local legend, serving up a menu of classic, made-to-order goodness that has become synonymous with the town's identity. For those unfamiliar with the area, the Hitchin Post Drive-In might seem like just another pit stop. Still, for those in the know, it's arguably one of the most iconic businesses not just in High River but in all of southern Alberta. What sets it apart is not just the delicious double cheeseburgers that customers rave about, but the entire experience, a nostalgic journey back in time, coupled with the comforting smell of sizzling burgers and the promise of a true, old-school milkshake. Speaking of milkshakes, the Hitchin Post Drive-In boasts an impressive selection of over 30 flavors, each crafted with real ingredients. From the classic vanilla to the more adventurous peanut butter, score, Oreo, pink lemonade, piña colada, and the local favorite, the Cocomint, these milkshakes are a testament to the drive-in's commitment to genuine, old-fashioned flavors. But the magic of Hitchin Post goes beyond the milkshakes. Carmen Lamoureux, the owner, takes pride in continuing the legacy started by her parents, Robert and Maria Jones, in the 1960s. The plaque on the bench out front serves as a touching tribute to their dedication and hard work. The business moved to its current location about a decade later, becoming a fixture in the community. What makes the Hitchin Post truly stand out is its dedication to freshness. Nothing is pre-cooked. Everything is made to order when you place it. This commitment to quality may mean a slightly longer wait, but the aroma of freshly grilled burgers wafting through the air is a testament to the dedication to providing an unforgettable dining experience. The menu at Hitchin Post is a celebration of classic comfort food. From the signature double cheeseburgers to hot dogs, chicken fingers, fish and chips, shrimp, poutine, onion rings, and deep-fried mushrooms, every item on the menu reflects the essence of home-cooked goodness. The portions are generous, with reviews often mentioning the abundance of their single-patty burgers and shareable sides of fries and onion rings. One of the unique aspects of Hitchin Post is its affordability. In a world of skyrocketing prices, this drive-in offers a trip down memory lane without breaking the bank. With burgers starting at just $6, onion rings at $5.50, and the promise of a memorable meal for less than $20, it's easy to see why people make the trip from all corners to savor a taste of the past. While the Hitchin Post Drive-In might be tiny, tucked away in a parking lot with only a few benches, its reputation looms large. The big, Hitchin Post, sign or the distinctive red roof might catch your eye, but it's the flavors and nostalgia that await inside that truly make this place special. You will never forget not only the quality of the food but also the warmth of the service. Hitchin Post is not just a place to eat, it's an experience, a journey into the past where the burgers taste hot and fresh off the grill, and the homemade beef patties evoke a sense of nostalgia for simpler times. In a world that seems to be moving faster each day, the Hitchin Post Drive-In in High River is a reminder of the enduring appeal of timeless flavors and genuine, old-school hospitality. So, the next time you find yourself in the vicinity, take a detour to this gem. Order a double cheeseburger and a real banana shake, and enjoy a taste of High River's history. Brittany Burr is a freelance writer and a contributor to Great West Media. This story was written for the 2023-24 Cool Winter Guide advertising feature. It is not written by and does not necessarily reflect the views of the editorial staff.